Yevamos, Perek Tesayin, Mishnah Zayin. Am Rabbi Akiva, Kishiratati Lin Harda, when I went down to Narda, La Aber Hashana, to be Ma'aber the Shana, to make it a leap year, Matsasi Nechemi Ish Beistli, I found Nechemi Ish Beistli, Amar Li, he said to me, so Nechemi said to Rabbi Akiva, Shamati Shein Masina Saisha Be'eretz Yisrael, Pi Eidechot. So Nechemiah said to Rabbi Akiva, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, he said that I heard that in Eretz Yisrael they would not allow a woman to get remarried, even through the aidus of one person. It's mashma that even if the person's a kosher aid, but it's only one of them, like a male, they would not allow in Eretz Yisrael them to get remarried. Ella Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, the only one that was mekel in Eretz Yisrael was Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Vinu Mesilo, and Rabbi Akiva said, and I said back to him, Kein Advarim, this is true. Omar Li, so still Rabbi Akiva talking, that Rabbi Nechemiah Ish Beis Deli said back to Rabbi Akiva, Emor Lehem Mishmi, should say in my name, Atem Yodim Shemedina Mishubeshes Begyoses. You know that the country, the area, is filled and infested with bandits, and therefore we can't really relay over all the halachas and the hanhagos of Bavel. However, you should know, Rabbi Akiva, you and Eretz Yisrael, you should know, Mekublani Mirab Gamliel Hazaken, I've accepted from Gamliel Hazaken, who lived prior to them, that you are allowed to marry a woman even through one aid. And when I came and wanted to get Rabbi Gamliel, meaning his grandson, because this is Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken, and then he had Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and then Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel had a son that was also named Rabbi Gamliel. So he went, during that time, there was Rabbi Gamliel that lived in Yavne. So he went in front of Rabbi Gamliel, Samach Ledvarai, and he was very happy with my words, meaning he agreed with me about his grandfather, Va'omar, and he said, Matsanu Chaver Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. We found a friend to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava in Eretz Yisrael. Mitoicha Dvarim Niska Rabbi Gamliel, and from this conversation, Rabbi Gamliel actually remembered, Shenehergu Harugim Bisel Arza, that there were people killed in Tel Arza, V'hisim Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin Nishosein Al-Pi Eirechot. And his grandfather, Gamliel, allowed the wives to get married even with one aid. V'huchseku Lios Masin Al-Pi Eirechot. And from after this, this is the Mishnah telling this to us, after this whole discussion, there are muchzuk that we are able to marry a woman off even with one aid. And not only that, the huchzuku lios masin aid mipi aid, we're even allowed to marry a woman off even if it's not directly the witness, but rather it's somebody that said that they heard from somebody else, like we had in the previous Mishnayos. Mipi eved, not only that, even if it's from an eved, who's an eved knani, who's not kosher la'edis. Mipi isha, also from a woman. Mipi shivcha, also from a shivcha. Shifcha Knanis, she has two things. One, she's an Isha, and also she's not Yisraelis. And nevertheless, we can accept testimony from her, because we're very makel not to leave a woman as an iguna. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, Imrim, Ein Masina Seisha al Piedacha, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shuman, Rabbi Shua held that you do not allow a woman to get remarried through one aid. However, the Mepharshim point out, based on the Gemara, that this is before the Maisa that we just said in the Mishnah, because eventually Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua both were chozer, and both agreed that you are allowed to marry pi echod. Rabbi Akiva Omer, loy al pi isha, v'lo al pi eved, v'lo al pi shivcha, v'lo al pi krovim. Rabbi Akiva said that it's true that you can allow a woman to get remarried through one aid, but that has to be a kosher aid. It can't be an isha, an eved, a shivcha, or it can't be one of the relatives. The aid has to be a kosher aid. Now this too, the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva was chozer. This is before we're going to see in the next part of the Mishnah that there's a Maisa that they believe a woman that's possible for Eidus as well. Now what's interesting, the Aruch Laner points out, is that in the beginning of this Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, with his discussion of Nechemiah, we're talking about whether or not you're allowed to mat a woman with one aid that's kosher. And Rabbi Akiva said that in Eretz Yisrael, we're not knowing to do that. And yet, here Rabbi Akiva says that you're only not allowed to do it if it's not relative. So it seems that this statement of Rabbi Akiva was after everybody agreed with Rabbi Gamliel. But yet, it's like a middle stage before they said that not only one aid, but even an aid that's possible. So that's where this statement of Rabbi Akiva comes into play. This is what the Achronim say, in Odeh B'Yudah and the Aruch Laner. Amlulo, so they said to Rabbi Akiva, Maisa b'vnei Levi shalcha l'tzar ir ha'tmarim. There's Naisa b'nei Levi, they went to a place called Tzar ir ha'tmarim. And one of these guys got sick along the way. And they put him in an inn. And then when they came back, they said to the innkeeper, lady, where's our friend? She said to them, Mes ukvartiv. He died and I had to bury him. And they allowed this guy's wife to get remarried just based on the words of the pundukis. Amru lo, so the Chum, now we're saying to Rabbi Akiva, V'loi tehei kohenes kapundakis, is a kohenes, laf tafka mina kohenes, it just means somebody that's miyuchas, that's kosher, meaning a kosher woman should be worse than a pundakis. So obviously if this pundakis is believed, anybody's believed, because she's a non-Jewish lady. Amru lehem, Rabbi Akiva said back to them, L'kishetehei pundakis nemenes. That would be true if in the case that you just mentioned, they're relying on the pundakis, that she's believed. But that's not really the case. Ha-pundakis hotzi lehem maklo v'tarmiloi. The reason they believed her is only because she brought out his staff and his garments, v'sefer Torah shayu biyado, and the sefer Torah that was in his hands. But normally, Rabbi Akiva held, we wouldn't be samech on a pundakis because she's not a kosher aid. But like we said, even after this, Rabbi Akiva was chayzer, and everybody holds that one can be samech on somebody that's not kosher la'edus. Salik Mesechus Yevamos.